Welcome, everyone, to Social, the Power of Relationships podcast. I'm Jason.
And I'm Josh.
And we are the hosts. Today, we are talking about strategy. Right. Last week, we talked about social settings and the different types of people that you meet when you're in a social group. And today, we're going to start to dive into what you do when you go to a group. So you walk into this room. There's a few things that you want to have in mind before you get there. And we call this strategy. Now, this is something that I've come across through my marketing background. So I'm a social media marketer, and they talk a lot about strategy. And marketing is exactly the same thing as social, making friends and influencing people. It just has a different focus, a different strategy than what we're going to talk about today. Mm. So there's three stages to strategy. There's understanding your purpose, understanding your audience, who's there, and understanding the message you want to get across.
Mm. So we ran through this before we started recording, and I got purpose and message mixed up a little bit. So let's run through those a little bit one at a time, and you can kind of define them a little bit more clearly and help everybody to kind of understand what that means.
Cool. Yeah, purpose is understanding why you're there. In fact, I want to share a quote. This quote is from Spencer Taggart, one of my social media instructors when I was going to my university. He said, "Why? Asking why is the most important question you can ever ask yourself or your company. Knowing your why empowers you to define both your vision and your goals. Mm. Knowing your why also makes it easier to say yes or no to every decision."
I agree with that so much. In every aspect of our lives, whether it be being social or just living in a day-to-day way, we don't ask ourselves why enough. Why are we doing the things that we're doing? And to me, there's so much value in that. Even when it comes to raising kids, I don't have kids, but I have a niece and a nephew. And so I talk with my sister about this a lot. And she's all about this peaceful parenting concept where you're basically asking why all the time. You're asking, why am I responding the way that I'm responding? And why are my kids acting the way that they're acting? As opposed to, we're so reactionary.
Right.
And not just kids, everyone, but kids is like a really microcosm of just life, you know, and we can, they're very transparent. So it's easy to, they're kind of an extreme example of human behavior because they don't really have filters yet, you know?
Yes.
And so, yes. So you can kind of see, and you recognize, and how often do we see a kid who is misbehaving, who's acting up, maybe who's screaming or yelling. And as a parent, we just want it to stop, right? We just, and so we do whatever it takes to get the screaming to stop. And instead of maybe stopping, stepping back and asking why is the kid acting that way? Why are they really acting that way? Yeah, it might be about like, I want this toy or I want this ice cream or I want this or I want that. And we see, and we just see this selfishness. Oh, they're right. Selfish. You know, they're so selfish. But we don't dig a little deeper and ask why. Why are everything we do is done because of a way that we're feeling. And so we can dig a little deeper. How are they feeling? Why are they acting that way? And it's always because of how they're feeling. Mm-hmm. And so we can, if we understand the why, it gives us a direction for our behavior and our response and our interactiveness with other people.
That's right. So why do you want to socialize? Why do you want to be social?
I want to be social, I guess. It probably depends on the day
or the
setting.
Yeah, and also the group and the setting.
Right.
That's true. It's very true.
Right. You find some value in it, right? Like you want to be social because you feel like it's going to bring you something that you value. Generally a feeling. You feel like it's going to bring you a feeling that you value. It's going to make you feel good.
That's right. And we're always looking for those positive emotions of joy, respect, and love from other people. When we receive those emotions, that makes us feel complete.
Mm-hmm.
and happy about our lives and where we're going. Mm. And that's, I know for me, is why I like to be social. Mm. I like to be social because I want that connection. I want to feel valued
in some
way or another.
Is there sometimes, do we come in with the wrong purpose? Or I don't know if wrong is the right word, but like a purpose that's less healthy?
Yes.
Well, maybe you get your sense of self-worth from whether people like you or not.
Yes.
And so you're going into a social setting almost manipulatively trying to make people like you,
mm-hmm.
trying to say the right things or do the right things that would make them like you because you're lacking a sense of self-worth.
It's true. And that actually leads us back to some of the things we talked about before, where if you don't have a relationship with yourself first,
mm-hmm.
then your why is disconnected. If you don't love yourself, then no amount of love mm-hmm. that's coming from someone else is going to fill that hole inside you. You have to learn how to accept your flaws and all the things that other people may not like about you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn to love them and find a way to respect that about yourself, whether it's the way you look, the way you think, the way you talk, the way you dress. I mean, all these different things play a role in how we connect with others.
Right.
And we have to first find our ground and be comfortable with our own skin.
Mm.
And that if we're not comfortable with our own skin, then when we're going to a social setting to find that connection, our why may be tainted in a way.
Right. It may be skewed. Yeah.
I admit there are times in my life that I don't feel comfortable with myself.
Yeah.
I feel very, very angry with where I am in my life at times,
mm-hmm.
that life is not where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, I was thinking life is going to be different than what it is now.
Yeah.
And that becomes very discouraging.
Right.
And if I turn around and say, well, I'm not going to socialize until I become comfortable with myself with this, then that also hurts me.
Can hinder your growth.
My growth. Because it's not about not socializing until you can come to terms with that. It's a matter of just letting it go so it's not in your mind.
Right.
So you can then focus on what's more important, which is finding a connection and sharing your value with someone else.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the paradox. We tend to feel like once I achieve this mile marker, you know, for instance, once I feel good about myself and accept myself, then I'll go and connect with other people. And I fall into this category totally. I mean, I've done this many times and still do. But the paradox is that it's not about like fixing it first and then going to it. It really is about letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really fixes it. You're letting it go. And you're basically in that process. You're accepting with unconditional love your own self, and even including your flaws, and you're supporting yourself. And that's what
mm-hmm.
allows you to then go forward and grow from that point.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your why when you come into a group? Now, that's the mm-hmm. first thing. Is it because you want to connect? Is it because you want to serve? Is it because mm-hmm. These are just understanding why is it that you want to come to this setting with other people there. The next thing is understanding your audience. And you can do some research before you go of who the audience is that you're going to socialize with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tend to do first. For example, I'm a fairly religious person. Josh and I are actually fairly religious. Yeah. I don't actually see myself as religious, but in the eyes of other people out there, I guess I am. And we go to this institute meeting on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding the audience is understanding what their why is. Why are they coming to this group? What are they wanting to get out of this? What value are they looking for? And what value can you bring to them?
Yeah, so I mean, in that specific setting, the reason that we go, the why, is to connect about a specific thing, and in this case it's to connect about God, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's to connect with other
things.
People, right? Sure. I mean, sometimes, so it's like we're connecting with other people who have that same purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like not only are we connecting with the spirituality of a higher power, but we're also connecting with other people who are also connecting with that higher power as well. And that's the goal every week. So, but along with that, there's all these other little tiny...
Whys.
Right.
Like we're coming to learn a little bit more about the religious scriptures that we're reading through, or we're coming to socialize and get to know other singles there, because it just happens to be a singles group.
Right. So everybody's looking for love, you know. There's nothing to be ashamed about that. And we're all looking to connect with other people and to find love. And not just romantic love, but just to find like brotherly love and make connections that way as well and make friends. And so the why, there are a number of whys in this particular setting.
That's right. Now, we can change the setting too. Say, my little brother, he loves playing this game called Magic. It's a card game. I'm not saying the full name. What is it, guys? It's Magic the Gathering?
That's maybe. Right. I don't know. I'm not trying to act like I'm too cool for it. I really am not sure. I've seen it played before.
That's okay. And I've played Magic the Gathering with my little brother before, and it's actually a lot of fun. And he goes to these different events that go till like 3 or 4, or even 6 o'clock in the morning when they have this new release of cards that are coming out.
Yeah.
Now, that setting, the audience is very different than our institute setting, because they're all coming to socialize, but they're also all coming to play this game of Magic. The Magic, the Gathering, is the value that they all share and they're coming together on. Yeah. And that's also a really unique feature of this, is understanding your value and understanding the value of the group. And we talked about value in earlier podcasts.
Right.
And I'll leave a link in the description below so you can review that podcast. But it's that value that brings us together. And and then from there, you're also looking for what all their individual whys are. It's like they're coming to play the game. A lot of them are coming to play the game. Some of them are coming to actually socialize and to talk about the game.
Right. Yeah.
And then there's also whys going on, but it's all together. It's understanding your audience, who's coming.
So in that specific place that you're going, and so it becomes, I think, valuable for us to choose places where the audience will be focused on something we value.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And a place that you will rarely ever see me go is a football game.
Okay.
Or a soccer game.
Uh-huh.
Because that's something that I don't necessarily value.
Right.
And going to that game is something that I have a hard time connecting with that audience.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way that I can still connect with that audience, because I have a couple of friends who are in that audience, and I can ask them questions before we go and kind of prep myself.
Yeah.
But that's an audience that the value does not resonate with me as of now.
Right.
And that could change in the future.
So
that's an example of an audience, that knowing your audience and what audience works with you and what audiences don't.
Being choosy about where you're going when you're trying to make connections with people.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing what kind of people are going to be in the places that you're going, and choose places that you know that you'll have a common value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
So the third one now.
Third one is message. What is the message that you want to share?
Mm.
What's the value you want to give to the group?
Okay.
What are your strengths?
Okay.
For example, most of the time, my underlining message is also my purpose, why I'm going there, and that is to uplift and inspire people.
Okay.
That is my pride and joy. I love doing that, of going to any type of group setting and finding someone that I connect with and being able to inspire them and to show that life is at their fingertips and they can do anything and everything they want in their life. They just have to dream big and find the right people to help them do it. And that's what I love to do. That's my message. That's my if I'm just showing up to any type of audience or group, that's my underlining message. That can change according to where I am. And because if I'm going to a Magic the Gathering with my little brother, then I'm there. My message is to play the game with my brother, and I want to understand the message.
So you're in that case, your message is to support your brother mm-hmm. and to have fun. Mm-hmm. I guess
that's right.
Right? And to cultivate fun for other people. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I think that this fun is good. Fun is valuable to us. So that's a great message. So I guess understanding what you're hoping to share with other people at the places that you go, that's kind of the message. So purpose
that's right.
is
so when you go to institute, what is it that you want other people to know about you?
That's a great question.
Yeah. This is something that we don't necessarily think about before we go, but
yeah.
What's great is when you stop and ask these different questions of what is my why, who's the audience, and what is the message I want to bring. After you do that process, you don't really have to think about it again. You can put it away and
that
go about
your
life.
Message. Yeah. So, and is that, I suppose that often, like maybe I go to institute or I go somewhere else and I don't have as meaningful an experience mm-hmm. that particular night. And it could be because I didn't have a clear message or I didn't have a clear purpose when I was going. I didn't have a goal when I went in saying, okay, I want to make a connection with a person and to, you know, make them feel uplifted, to make them feel cared for, and in turn to help myself feel cared for. Mm-hmm. Like that can be a purpose.
It is.
Right?
That is exactly right.
And maybe sometimes I go into it. In fact, probably most of the time I go into the various locations I go throughout a day without any kind of clear purpose or without any clear message. And that might kind of be determining or a determining factor as to whether or not I enjoy that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to really think about as I go. It gives me a direction as I just go throughout my day and in the various places that I go, right?
That's right. That's right. So before we end it, do you know what is the thing that you'd like to share about when you go to institute or what you'd like people to know about you? When you come up to a stranger and the stranger's asking questions or things like that, what is the things that you want that stranger to know about you?
So this is my message.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it probably changes a little bit from time to time. I mean, I think a lot of times I don't have one, and that's the. But if I were going to choose one message, it would be that I want other people to feel like they are not alone, right? So I want them to feel heard, mm-hmm. listened to. I want to feel like they have value. So my message, I guess, would be that you're not alone. And you have value, and you're worthy of love no matter what, right?
That's right.
And that's sometimes that can be like a heavy message to carry, because like, how do I guess there's various ways that you can deliver that message.
It's true.
And some of them are heavy. Like you can walk up to someone and say, hey, I love you. But if you don't know them.
Free hugs. You hold up.
Yeah,
a sign.
Which, but like, I mean, there's really a lot of value in that.
Oh, it's true.
You know,
that's a great way to do it too.
Yeah,
depending on the audience,
being a little more vulnerable and just putting yourself out there and trying to like, look, this is what I want my message to be. Mm-hmm. Is very clear and very bold, but it also can be that we don't need to always do something that forthcoming or that even invasive, I guess, could be a word.
It's very true. Like some of my message that if I have an audience, a stranger that comes up to me, and if I want them, what I want them to know about me, there's a few things that are fluffy on the top that mm-hmm. I love to share. Like I love to travel. Mm-hmm. I just kind of list my values, the things that I love that I'd like them to know about me. And so I like to travel. I like minimal living.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy avocados.
Okay. Yeah.
I love eating avocados. Okay. And these are just little things that
you value.
I value and I can bring up in the conversation.
Yeah.
And they also bring me passion. Like when I start talking about these things,
I get excited.
And that's always adding more to the group. And the more excitement and passion that I can share, then the more I'm bringing value to the person I'm talking to.
Right.
And if they match that value or that energy and they get excited about the same thing, then we start to really build an audience around us. Mm. And that actually leads us into the next conversation that we'll talk about next week, which is working the room.
Right.
How to work the room as an introvert or an extrovert.
Perfect. Well, thanks for this great conversation today. I think that it was very beneficial, very valuable to me, definitely.
Yeah.
And hopefully to all of the listeners.
Thank you so much, guys. Subscribe on iTunes and also like us on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us at gatewaygears.com or social thepowerofrelationships.com.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Cheers.